Democrats block Republican bill to censure Adam Schiff. By Sean Moran on October 21, 2019. Democrats tabled a resolution Monday sponsored by nearly the entire House Republican conference to condemn House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for deliberately fabricating a conversation between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Democrats passed a motion to table House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs, R-Oz, Resolution, H-Res. 630, which would condemn Schiff for misrepresenting a conversation between Trump and Zelensky. The motion passed, with 218 votes in favor and 185 against the move. Democrats unanimously favored the motion, while Republicans opposed. As the House moved to vote on the resolution, 184 House Republicans, or 93% of the House GOP caucus, co-sponsored House Freedom Caucus Chairman Biggs H. Rees. 630. Schiff also allegedly lied about having never spoken to the Ukrainian intelligence officer whistleblower. The resolution quickly became a rallying cry for Republicans to publicly voice their support for President Donald Trump amidst the impeachment inquiry, as well as to fight House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA and Schiff's secretive tactics to investigate the president for alleged wrongdoing. Support for Biggs' resolution came from across the Republican political spectrum. House Freedom Caucus conservatives, moderates, and House Republican leadership co-sponsored the resolution. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, and House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, RY, have sponsored the resolution to condemn Schiff. Representative Jody Isay, RGA, a sponsor of the bill, said Monday that the vote tonight will censure the shifty and dishonest Rep. Schiff. Isay added, "Censure shows the House's deep disapproval of a member's behavior and, if passed, he must stand in the well while its Speaker Pelosi formally rebukes his lies, corruption, and misconduct." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.